Well, we're not really saying like the food itself is queer. We're saying like the identity of this person in food, whether it's a chef or a writer or a photographer or whatever, that informs their, you know, creative outlook.
Coming soon from Heritage Radio Network, this is Queer the Table, a show about the joyful, messy, radical magic that happens where queer identity and food intersect. I'm your host, Nico Whistler.
And they would bring them to the truck and buy them a cone. And I could see the kid looking at me sort of like, oh, you know, I'm seeing a real live gay.
To me, there is a certain sense of caretaking that is intrinsic to the queer community. And I think that comes through in not just the food we cook, but how we share it.
What I'm doing is becoming visible in this space.
Join me for conversations with chefs, farmers, activists, historians, truly wonderful humans all around about what queer food is and why it matters. You should hit subscribe now so that all that's left to do is plan a potluck listening party with your nearest and queerest.